welcome to Slay and Chill. I'm your host, Sam the Archer. We will be spotlighting a next up athlete, Wayden Duick, all the way up in Manitoba, Canada, representing Providence Pilots. Huge shout out to the Providence Pilots for gifting us with their athletes over this next series of episodes. We are showing our network marketing skills. So now I'm in Oklahoma, they are in Canada. So we got that Oklahoma Canadian bridge we building right here. You feel me? So now I'm able to show athletes that, yo, I know some people that if you want to get up out the United States, you go play in Canada. Shout out to Kendall Kerr Powell. But we will be talking about Wayden Duick, 6'4" power forward, junior, team captain, spiritual leader, 3.6 GPA. Hey, just press play. We was live on Instagram when this one went down, so the episode was kind of abrupt when it started, but don't worry about it. It's great content all throughout there, though. He gave us all kind of his favorites. I asked him a ton of QTNAs. That's questions that need answering, people. Just press play. I'm going to jump up out of here. Hey, let's just press play.
Evangelist T. Brown, founder and president of the Warriors Working for Jesus Ministry. Our main goal is to minister to our outside neighbors, which is actually the homeless people. You can help us by Cash App. Our Cash App is $MZTEE1969 or Venmo at MZTEE1969. You're now listening to Slay and Chill.
Hold on. I gotta take a pause for the call. So I'm in Oklahoma right now. Where are you currently at?
In Oliver, Manitoba.
Manitoba. Now tell everybody where that is at, if somebody that may not know where that's at.
That's in Oliver, is like a small town. It's a little bit south of Winnipeg. It's the capital of Manitoba. So
y'all heard it here first, yeah. Man. So tell us a little bit about you. How do I pronounce your name? Did I butcher your name, man?
It's Wayden Duick.
Wayden Duick. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But yeah, so tell the people a little bit about you, man. I got a couple of questions that I was going to ask you.
Yeah, sure.
Like I said, I didn't want to butcher your name. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, a lot of people do still feel bad inside.
Got you. So tell us a little bit about you, man. Your background. Where are you from?
So I'm from... just originally in Manitoba, grew up a little bit in Winnipeg, then moved to a small town, and then lived there most of my life. And now I'm here at Providence, fourth year studying health sciences, so it's pretty fun. I love it. It's a great opportunity to play basketball and just keep studying, so, you know.
Okay, that's dope, man. So my questions are simple. It's nothing too difficult, you know. Like I told Coach, you just had to have a GPA showing that, you know, I didn't want somebody that's sitting here like, bro, you ineligible, man. How you gonna get on TV and start trying to tell people how to better themselves? So he said you're the team captain. I'm definitely I've been in that position before. Spiritual leader, is that a good role? Talk to us about your spiritual leadership when it comes to your basketball team.
Yeah, so I get to lead the team spiritually, like at Providence, we're a Christian university. So I basically just get to take care of a lot of the spiritual aspects of the team. So we'll do devotionals together. We'll pray before practices and after games and everything. Like help the guys out if they need in their Bible classes. And yeah, just kind of help them learn about God and deepen their faith if they want to.
Okay. That's definitely what's up. I like that.
Yeah.
So you said your degree was what again?
Health sciences.
Got you. I like that. What do you plan on doing with that after you graduate?
Oh, right after I graduate, I want to get into some laboratory research. So hopefully just get a lab assistant job helping out wherever I can. And then I want to eventually go for a master's in probably something like immunology. And just,
A bunch of research. For those out there, For those out there that don't know what immunology is, tell us what that is.
It's the study of like the immune system and how your body like fights diseases and everything.
Okay.
So just like figure out how we can help people fight diseases better and like, yeah, just get well. So.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Oh, my next question for you is, why basketball?
Why basketball? Well, it was either basketball or football for me. Like growing up, I played both. I really enjoyed both of them, but I was a bit undersized when it came to football. I'll admit, a bit of a skinnier kid, so ended up going harder with basketball. And yeah, I just really kind of enjoyed a lot more to play it and got the opportunity to play in college. So just kept working hard at that instead.
Okay. Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
6'4". Okay, so they got you. You're a forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I like that. Hey, I'm reading the comments. I was like, what you talking about? He going cute. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so next question, since you're a basketball player, who are your favorite basketball players, or who have you put together to create you as a basketball player? Who's the people that you look up to?
Well, like growing up, I just really watched the Raptors a little bit, so just watching Lowry and DeRozan play. Then once I got to high school, I really enjoyed watching Kevin Durant and trying to incorporate some aspects of his game into mine. But then recently, I've just been liking to watch some of Dirk's moves and how he's a big man and can just really shoot the ball well in the post. So those guys really help kind of develop where I'm at now.
Okay. But like,
right now, my favorite player I'd probably have to say is Devin Booker.
Ooh, man.
Really love how that man plays, and he just keeps on getting better. So really excited to see where he goes.
Yeah, man, Devin Booker is a killer, man. He not necessarily saying, let me use my words right. I'm not saying that he's out there doing that, y'all, killing people, bang, nothing. Dude is he's an assassin out there on that court, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's like I said, he's definitely next up. He's one of the players that I definitely keep my eye on, because you don't know what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. He may go off and hit 70 points on you one night. So
exactly.
It ain't no telling. Yeah, so that's pretty tight that you said Devin Booker. Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
What type of player are you? So are you throwing all that in there together? I seen a highlight that Coach put out for you.
So I guess I'm more of a role player. Like I just play, just like to go hard defense and pump up any of their big mans if I can, and then just get back. Down on the block or some
D2s.
It's kind of my range, so.
I like it. Okay. Oh, okay. Like I said, my question's not too difficult, man. I just like to have some new people on this mug from different walks of the life. So now I'm pulling from my Poddex cards here. So that's they sponsor the podcast. So I pulled from the Hoops deck. So I got a couple of questions since you seem to be up to date on some NBA. So. Who's a better lockdown defender, Kawhi Leonard or Scottie Pippen?
Haven't really seen a whole lot of Scottie Pippen play, so I'll go with Kawhi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you were asking me, since I had to play devil's advocate, I'm going to go with Scottie Pippen since he got the ring. I know he's been talking bad about Jordan here lately, but I feel like he got them six rings, so I'm a back that up. And he had to play defense on everybody MJ didn't want to play defense on, so I'm a roll with Scotty on that one. It wasn't a right or wrong answer either. Kawhi, no. I still love you too, bro. Let us get some New Balances if you're listening.
Mm,
no, yeah. He definitely. You mess with Kawhi, man. So you a Raptors fan? That's your team?
Not really. I just watch Raptors because they're Canadian.
Like
probably 4 or 5 years ago, I started cheering for the Suns more.
Okay. So. Okay. He's a Phoenix Suns fan. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you, man. They did great last year. I wonder if they're gonna be able to duplicate what they did last year, or at least get back there.
Really hoping so. That was a really good run.
Yeah, it was. We're gonna see how much Chris Paul got in his tank.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Next question for you. Best dunker ever, or your best dunker?
That's tough. I gotta say, I love Vince Carter and his dunks. He had some crazy ones, so.
Yeah, that's mine as well. Like Michael Jordan was great, but I'm like Vince Carter changed it all. Like I said, after he jumped over the guy that was 7 foot something tall off in the Olympics, it's kind of like, how could you say?
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go wrong with Vince, man. You can't go wrong with Vince. Okay, so the last other random before I get back to you and your team, because I want to know a little bit more about your school. You have one possession left in the game. Who's taking the last shot for you?
Probably Steph.
Yeah, right, Steph.
He's cold.
Yeah, man.
I know he's gonna hit that.
Yeah, he's gonna make it, like, especially if it's anywhere in a regular range of a shot. It's definitely kind of butter. I like that. I like that. Okay. Are you at campus right now?
Yeah.
Could you turn the camera around and let us see it? I mean, is it slums? What does it look like? Because that was my next question for you is, what kind of environment is it? Is a campus life? Like, how many people go to the university?
There's, I think, just under 500 here. So it's pretty small. But yeah, we're just coming. Here's one of our buildings here. It's where the cafeteria and a bit of the lounges. The main school building, that's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Got the bell tower there, and then we got a library there too. So I guess over towards the dorm area too. But
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small, it's pretty remote. It's a bit of a drive from like any towns or cities, but it's kind of nice kind of just being separate from everything and being quiet, which is really nice, like, except for the wind. You can probably hear that coming through my microphone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool, man. So what do you expect your team, like, when is your season kickoff?
We kick off on Friday. We have our first.
This Friday? Like 2 days from now, Friday? Like 48 hours from now? Like.
We got one exhibition tonight and then kicking everything off Friday.
You said winter tradition?
No, one exhibition.
Oh, an exhibition tonight? Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We already had a couple preseason games and feeling good about the team and how we're able to play together. So looking forward to it. See what we can do.
Okay. Are you a starter? Talk to us. Like, talk to me about it. Like, are you thinking, so y'all going to come out victorious? You know, I ain't trying to get you to. Have you seen the team that you're playing?
Pardon?
Have you seen the team that you're playing?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the game footage against another team we played. And I'm thinking we'll do all right. We definitely have a lot of skill and experience that I'm not sure if they have. But I know they're going to come play hard. We just got to go in and play as hard as we can against them too. And I think we'll be all right. I think we'll win.
Okay, I was about to say, are they the same level as you guys? Like, what? I know you're a Christian school. Like, mm-hmm. What level would you guys be? Like, NAI-ish?
We play, in Canada, we play CCAA level. Then in the States, we play NCCAA Div 2.
Okay, so same as Hillsdale, Randall, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight. Mm-hmm. So y'all get to go to two championships a year?
Yeah, we also play NIAC too, like down in North South Dakota, but that season got canceled because of COVID, so it's kind of tough for us.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask about next. How has COVID impacted this? You know, you're an actual player going through this, so have you lost a lot of your schedule? Like, how many games do y'all have on the season?
I don't even know. I think mid-20s, 25-ish usually. But I think we have just a few less. I think we still got about 21 or 22 games. this season, but like last year was ridiculous. We lost like no games. We practiced maybe half the season, so it was really affected last season, but now we're kind of back into the swing of things, kind of back to normal.
Okay. That's dope, man. Like I said, your people rapping you in the comments. That's my captain.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, put on for your team right now, man. Tell us a little bit about, like I said, you the voice of your university, man. Like I told Kendall, I was like, yo, y'all are the first team that I've had on from Canada. So you the captain, lead by example. So tell us, I ain't trying to tell you the trash talk what's going on, but if I'm going to have to get y'all scheduled so we can post it. And if y'all got any video, we'll love to share it on our story to kind of follow up with you guys throughout y'all journey throughout the season. Mm-hmm. So since y'all play NCCAA, so y'all will play in the States.
Yeah. I don't think we won't be this semester, but I think next semester we'll be able to travel down.
Where would y'all be playing when y'all come, if you know?
We would play a couple games in Minnesota, I think South Dakota, a few, even Iowa and Missouri. So like we're in like that kind of Northwest region.
I got you, man. I got you. So you're 6'4". I played small ball for a college, Randall University. Now I used to coach for that. I used to coach for Randall back in 2016 to 2018. So I know a thing or two about that small ball. So if you 6'4", you just like me. So they must throw you in the post.
Yeah. Like when I started here, I was still growing, so I 6'3", and coach put me at the center. So that was crazy playing against a bunch of big guys, especially down in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Like match up against guys like probably averaging around 6'8" in height and got a good 50-60 pounds on me too. So that was fun, but definitely learned a lot that season.
Yeah. I'm about to say, have you bulked up a little bit, put on some mass to be able to get through this season?
Oh, yeah. Like, last year with like COVID hitting and not being able to actually get on the court, just hit the weight room instead, and it's definitely going to help out this season, so.
Okay, well, like I said, I didn't want to take too much of your time, man. Thank you so very much for...
Yeah.
You know, telling us a little bit about your journey. This will definitely not be your last. Like I said, you got a long season. I definitely have to check back you, man. And you fill us in on what y'all looking like, man. And we'll just keep on spotlighting y'all for the rest of the season. Like I told the coach, I need to get some of y'all merch so I can put a hoodie on and rep y'all here in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, you got anybody you want to shout out while you're here, man? It seems like you got your teammates off in this thing, man, before we just...
I don't know who's all in here. I mean, I see Kevin there. Some captain. A couple people from campus, too. Yeah, yeah. Jokes, KP, for putting me on this. It's good. I know the rest of the guys. Josh, Brian, Riley, Blake, all the rest of the starters there.
That's good, man. Yeah. Like I said, man, I appreciate you, man. Like I said, we'll get you back on next time, have you in the gym putting some shots up for us or something. I have some high school kids. Yeah, that are looking for some places to play ball. And now you guys have literally showed the world that I got connections to teams off in Canada. Yeah. So people may be looking to come be some teammates for you next year. So you never know. You never know. You never know, man. So you said there's nothing around in your area, man? Like, what kind of food do you like, man? Like, what kind of food do y'all eat? You got to eat everything from campus?
Well, we got the cafeteria. So, like, most of us just eat there. So we got, like, 10-minute drive away. We got two towns. So we got, like, a Subway, whatever. You can go for pizza. Tim Hortons. I guess you guys don't have that down there. But,
okay. Yeah,
there's stuff close by if you need.
I got you. I usually ask people what's their favorite food. What's your favorite food?
Ooh. I don't really have, like, a distinct favorite. I just like a lot of things. Like, got to go with your thing. Pretty much any kind of pasta. I love pizza's good. The calf here makes a really good chicken souvlaki.
Mm.
A little more Greek, but it's good stuff.
Okay, Greek food. I got you. What's a pregame meal for you like? My pregame meal. Because I didn't want to be too heavy, but at the same time, I wanted to give my body fuel. So I always had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Had me a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Had me a banana because, like I said, I sweat a lot. And like I said, I'm end up cramping at the end of the night. So I had to make sure I had the extra potassium from them bananas before. But yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, man, a banana, some kind of water, and to make sure I start my hydration process. Yeah, I didn't want to do too much. But if not, it was definitely some pasta, though. I ain't going front. Okay, but yeah, man, it was an honor having you on the show, man. We're going to do this again soon. Thank you for representing your team. So you guys, Providence Pilots?
Yes, sir.
All righty, man. Well, shoot, you heard it here first. Anybody, y'all got any questions for him? I got a couple of more minutes left for him. I don't want to take too much of his time. What do you do in your free time, man, when you're not being a spiritual leader or you're not the team captain? Are you a gamer? Like when you go to the chill part, do you play the game? Or are you a Dungeons and Dragons kind of person? I don't know. Just
right now I got a really busy class schedule, so it's mostly homework. But I just like chill out, maybe go to the gym if I can, or just watch some shows.
What kind of shows you watching?
Just like The Office, How I Met Your Mother, stuff like that, comedies.
Okay. Like I said, you know, you're helping people out, bro. People get to know a little bit about you, man. Help me market. So he's an Office fan. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, people want to, I want to show people outside of their sport. You feel me? Show you that you have a real life and you do stuff outside of that. You know,
because
I know me, I play my video game or two whenever I get an opportunity. You know, kind of decompress because it's a long season. It's the up and down roller coaster, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, it's more ups than downs for y'all. I'm not gonna manifest none of that. no losses, y'all direction. But yeah, man, if you get a chance, man, afterwards, like when after your game or something, shoot us your stats, and we'll love to post that up there. You know, like I said, it's not ESPN, but we'll definitely have a player of the day, and we'd like to spotlight them. So now that you can, you guys can actually help us out with that. Let's have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, shoot. I'm fresh out of questions, man. So if you got anything, you got anything for me, man, or we'll get you. What size shirt you wear?
I wear a large.
Got you. We got to get you some merch, bro. We got to get the brand up there in Canada, man. How do you pronounce it again? Carmen?
Yeah, Carmen.
Carmen Manitoba?
Yes, sir.
Man, I never heard that before until y'all, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, not a whole lot of people really know where it is, even if they live in Manitoba. So
that's hilarious. But yeah, man, thank you very much for your time, everybody. Please go, if you don't follow this young man already, please go give him a follow. Stay tuned. This episode, it will be on all platforms streaming. We 21 minutes in on this one right here. You can find us on Google, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all platforms. This podcast are streaming. So thank you very much for your time, and we will definitely do this again as we continue to spotlight y'all and track y'all throughout the season.
Sure.
All right, man. So talk to you soon.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy. Should I say the man, Dr. Two Pins. I'm going to tap in with my guy, the one and only Mr. Sam Archer. If you guys haven't, you should definitely check out one of the six of my books. All six of them, Slave Minds, Two Pins Book of Rhymes, The Professional Chronicles, Volume 1, The Ten Professional Commandments, Black in Business, and the most recent book, Drew Brown's Guideline to Get the Sideline. You won't be disappointed. Also, check out the Juice Crew Villains show on YouTube, and it's Villains Without the Eye. We eliminate the eye because it's a waste of time. And other than that, if y'all didn't know what y'all listening to, you're listening to the Slay and Chill Network. So, yeah, peace.